Hello everyone and welcome again to the Secrets of the Phoenix. My name is Nanda and as you know in this podcast we will talk about Harry Potter. So sit back, relax and let the magic begin because the Chamber of Secrets has been opened. In last week's episode, we were talking a little bit about Oliver Wood. Oliver Wood, that was going to be the mentor, the tutor for Harry to play Quidditch. I also explained to you a little bit about what was Quidditch, that this is like a game. We can say like football in here, but it's not so much like football. So we were talking about that. We left talking about that, and what I want to tell you to continue telling about this time, as soon as Harry knew that he was going to be a seeker, that it's like the one that follows around the snitch, we can say it's one of the most important positions on the Quidditch team, because it depends on you for the team to win. So as soon as he knew it, as soon as he knew that he was going to be a seeker for Gryffindor's team, he went right away to tell Ron about it, because Ron was his best friend, so he wanted to tell about him. He wanted to tell him about everything about the Gryffindor's Quidditch team and everything. And of course, Ron was very happy and very proud of his friend. He was like, "Oh my God, Harry, that is so cool! And you are the youngest to enter to the Quidditch team of Gryffindor, and that it's true because first year kids that were on their first year on Hogwarts were not able to participate on the Quidditch team, but Harry was an exception. They made an exception with Harry, and Harry was really proud about it because in one decade he was the youngest playing Quidditch for the Gryffindor's team. So Harry was really happy about it, and he was telling Ron, and they were walking through the halls, and then Fred and George are Ron's brothers. They are the older brothers of Ron Weasley, and they are part also of the Quidditch team of Gryffindor for the Gryffindor house. So they approach to them and they tell them, "Oh, congratulations, Harry. Wood told us about it. Wood told us that you're going to be with us in the team." And then Ron was like, "Oh, Fred and George are also in the team. They are part of the team, and they are the ones that protect you of being kicked by the Badgers and everything." So, and we can say that both of them, Fred and George, were really clumsy. So they said to Harry, "Our job is to get you protected from being hit by a Badger or for the enemy team that we were playing of, but we cannot promise you that we're going to do a good job." Most of them end up in the hospital, but they wake up in a week or two. But they were just trying to mess up with Harry, so Harry was like, "Okay, whatever." So Ron was like, don't worry, Harry, you're going to be just great. You're going to be so, so great. Don't worry about it. And then Hermione approached them and Hermione told him, don't worry of making some mistakes. Don't worry in making any mistake, any trouble. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about anything. Because your Quidditch, your talent, your abilities are on your blood. You have born with them. So Harry, of course, was really confused, and also Ron was. So they went through the halls, and they stand up in front of a, we can say it was like a little trophy station about the Quidditch teams. And there it was a little, we can say it was a little, how can I say this? It was a little button. It was a little, yeah, it was like a little button, a little thing that was like to commemorate or to give a shout out to the best players of Quidditch of all times of the group of each team. So in that button, it was James Potter, that was Harry's dad. So it was, so it says James Potter Seeker, and it was the ages. Like the ages when he played and when he went out of Hogwarts, of course. So, oh, but here is a really, really weird thing. In the movie, we saw that James Potter, that Harry's father, was a seeker, but that's not true. In the books, actually, it says that James Potter had another position, but he was not a seeker. He was not a seeker. He was not on the position they told he was playing. It was in another position. So this is, I think they put this in the movies just to be like, just to like get into a deal that if James Potter, Harry's father, was a good seeker, he was going to be too, because of the abilities, because of the genes and everything like that. So I think that's why they put it in the movie. That I think that's why, because there's no other reason why. So Harry, when he saw about it, Ron was like, oh, Harry, why didn't you tell me your dad was a seeker? And Harry was like, I didn't even know my father was a seeker. So Harry, in the movie, you can see that Harry had a really, really happy face. And he was really proud of his dad. And he was really, really excited to be in the Gryffindor's Quidditch team. So after that, they went straight up to their common room. They were going to their common room. So they were going upstairs. And then Ron said, oh my God, it's so frightening. Hermione knows more about you than you do that you know yourself. And Harry was like, and who doesn't know me? Like, that was true. Like, Harry didn't know a lot about himself. A lot of people knew about him. So he was, that was a little bit creepy for Harry, of course. So while they were going upstairs, I don't know if you remember, but I told you that the stairs moved. The stairs moved around the halls. So sometimes when the stairs moved, you were not going to arrive to your destiny. Maybe you're going to appear in another's one common room. Maybe you're going to appear in another room. So they were like, oh my God, what's happening? And Hermione was like, don't you remember? The stairs move. So they end in another place. They went up on the stair, and they arrived to where they were left. And Harry was like, oh my God, let's go there. And and they open the door, and they end up in a place where they weren't supposed to be. Do you know which place this was? Maybe it was Slytherin common room. Maybe it was Professor Dumbledore's office. Maybe it was maybe it was another simple room. Maybe it was no dangerous at all. But what do you think? Well, we will see that in the next episode. But for now, Mischief Managed.